Hey everyone, this is Mark Manson, and welcome to another commentary and analysis, this time of 9 steps to hating yourself a little bit less. Just a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit. If you like the articles, these commentaries are all about the research, ideas, and inspiration that goes into creating them, and maybe some fun facts that you didn't know. So if you're really into a certain article, then you should check out the commentary, because it's where you can find out more and learn where these things came from. So where did hating myself come from? That's a good question. Actually, it's funny. This article, it was inspired by, like many of my articles, it was inspired by some issues a person close to me was going through. And this person is one of those people that just, he beats himself up all the time over like really kind of silly and insignificant things. And it's just, it's a pattern. I mean, it comes from his upbringing. Part of it's probably exacerbated by his personality. Like he's a little bit OCD-ish and he's a perfectionist. And so it's just, he's constantly beating himself up. And finally at one point I was just like, dude, stop hating yourself. Like, why do you hate yourself? And he and I kind of had an interesting conversation about it. So that was a little bit of the inspiration behind this. But this is definitely one of my more facetious and ridiculous articles that I've written in a while. It's one of those articles that it straddles that fuzzy line between just kind of straight up humor and actual tangible life advice. I think sometimes it kind of detours a little bit more into humor and masturbation jokes than it does actually like giving you like something wholly useful and tangible to work on. And that's kind of by design too. So as you probably know, if you're listening to this, I finished my new book this spring, and this has happened to me with both of my books now. So with Models, which I wrote in 2011, and then with this most recent book, Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, last year and this year, which is, as soon as I finish, I kind of just like go blank. I don't want to call it writer's block, because I think writer's block is a little bit more, it's caused more by like kind of being like super anxious and obsessive. This is more like, it's like, I said everything I want to say in my book, so I don't really have anything else to say about these subjects. It's just this feeling of being empty, of not being interested in certain topics anymore. And this happened with my first book, Models, Attract Women Through Honesty. It happened with dating. I mean, as soon as I finished Models, I was like, wow, I really don't want to write about dating ever again. And I think I've written maybe 3 or 4 dating related posts since then. But prior to that book, it's like my full-time job was writing about dating. So it kind of just like killed that interest in me. And I was forced to start exploring other topics and other ideas. Well, this same thing happened to me this spring with the new book. It's kind of these traditional self development topics, you know, happiness and goals and dealing with failure and passion and all these things. I just found myself in a position of like, wow, this is really not interesting to me. I've said everything I want to say, you know, moving on now. And I think I diverted myself for a little bit with some of the other articles this spring. So I did a few on technology, and those articles were very much me just kind of dipping my toe in the water of a new subject, seeing how the readership liked it, if it was something that maybe caught on or not. I wrote one about marketing and consumerism, and I wrote one about love and relationships. And these are all areas that really aren't touched on in the book at all. And and that was kind of by design. It's just I didn't feel like I had a whole lot more to say. So the problem, though, is that it kind of became clear, especially after all the technology posts. It's like, shit, I need to get back to like classic Mark Manson personal development articles. And so I kind of went into this like 2 or 3 week phase of not knowing what to write about. And then what happened is I started getting super anxious about not knowing what to write about. And then that's when the writer's block kicked in, because it wasn't just I didn't know what to write about. It was like I was forcing myself to come up with ideas that I wasn't actually excited about. And then I would sit down and start writing them out. And they would just feel very bland and boring and not interesting. And so it's maybe the only like the second or third time in my life that I've legitimately had writer's block. But I correctly deduce that, you know, writer's block is caused by an anxiety. It's like a too much attachment to a certain result. And the way you get around any sort of anxiety or attachment to a certain result is to simply detach yourself from that result. And just say, fuck it, I don't care. Which is ironically very much the theme of my new book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. But it's basically saying, like, you know what? I can't control if people like what I write or not. I can't control how well an article goes. The best I can do is start by writing something I enjoy and take it from there. And so, like I said, I had been having kind of some of these conversations with somebody close to me. And I think finally after one night talking to them, I just came home and I was like, you know what, this is an article to write. And so I jotted down a bunch of random notes. And this whole idea about hating yourself or being of the self-loathing present in humanity, that's popped up in a few of my articles, most notably the solution to all of your life's problems, where I talk about cults and everything. This is something I absolutely believe. The self-loathing and dissatisfaction that seems a little bit to like permeate our lives, no matter what's happening. It is part of the human condition. It is evolutionarily designed, because creatures that are constantly a little bit dissatisfied and constantly underestimating themselves are more likely to do awesome shit and procreate and survive and carry out their species. So it's not hard to see that. From an evolutionary psychology perspective, it's not hard to see that that kind of like self-loathing or insecurity would actually perhaps be a selected trait over the course of generations. On top of that, it just psychologically makes sense. Like when you're a child and you're learning everything, it's inevitable that life is going to disappoint you in many, many ways. And it's inevitable that in many of those disappointments, you'll end up blaming yourself, and you will want to hide those things from yourself. So it's a pretty it's a pretty bread and butter topic in terms of like classic like psychology and personal development. But I thought it would be kind of fun to take a really negative approach. Because most articles that are kind of about this topic, it's usually stuff like 9 steps to loving yourself. And, you know, and it's like step one, give yourself a hug. Step two, call a friend and tell them you appreciate them. You know, things like that, which is like, it's not bad advice. But at this point, it's so, I don't know, it just feels kind of cheesy and I think everybody at that point has heard stuff like that, so it's not very fun or interesting. And one thing that I do in my work is I like to take kind of classic conventional advice and like turn it on its head, like come at it from the complete opposite side and see if that's more effective, because apparently it is a lot more effective for a lot of people. So that's why I kind of took the angle of like, all right, here's how to stop hating yourself so much. And as I wrote it, you know, I kept that person close to me in mind, and due to kind of the writer's block and the feeling empty, I said, okay, the only rule writing this is like I have to have fun writing it. Like that's the only thing that matters. And So yeah, I kind of went off the rails a little bit, colored a little bit outside of the lines, but I think that's why a lot of people like my stuff, or one of the reasons a lot of people like my stuff. So, you know, it's kind of a classic article. It's it was nice. I'm glad it did well, because it gave me one of those, like, yep, still got it type feelings that I think I needed to feel, because of all kind of like the head games I've been playing with myself. But yeah, overall, I think it's a pretty solid piece.